This is Dr. Omoto dictating a follow-up. Please use the follow-up template. Patient last name is Leasau, L-E-A-S-A-U. First name is Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Date of birth is October 1, 1961. Date of service is November 28, 2023. Next referring provider is Michael Alper, A-L-P-E-R, M-D. Chief complaint. The follow-up on rheumatoid arthritis. Next line is subjective. This is a this is a 62-year-old Caucasian female with history of rheumatoid arthritis, comma, likely with Felty syndrome with low white blood cell count. Here for telephone follow-up period. She has been struggling with various medical illnesses this year, which started as an ankle fracture back in September period. And then she suffered from urinary tract infection, which caused sepsis, and she has been using oxygen at home as needed period. After she had contact with her grandchildren, she came down with a respiratory infections, which I gave her Augmentin, but did not control the illness period. She was hospitalized in San Ramon Regional Medical Center for 3 days and received antibiotics period. She established with a new primary care provider in Livermore and now taking Livaquin for 5 days period. Also, prednisone was recommended to go up to 30 milligrams from 20 milligrams period. She is feeling well today, and in 2 days, she will go back to prednisone 20 milligrams per day period. Next, she has been struggling to control rheumatoid arthritis recently, a period. However, unfortunately, with serious infections, with her low white counts, I have not been able to resume disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs or biologics, period. Past medical history, rheumatoid arthritis, next, low white blood cell count. Next, hypertension. Next, coronary artery disease, status quo stent. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, osteoarthritis. Medication, prednisone 30 milligrams per day. Next, Levaquin. Next, irbesartan. Next, metoprolol. Next, aspirin. Next, insulin. Next, Lipaglinide. Review of system per template, please change the joint to per subjective. Objective, in general, patient is alert and oriented and not in acute distress, and please remove the rest. Diagnostic data, none. Impression number one, rheumatoid arthritis, she has been having a difficulty controlling the rheumatoid arthritis, however, most recently complicated by serious infection, including upper respiratory infection / bronchitis, which required hospitalization period. And prior to that, she was hospitalized due to sepsis from urinary tract infection period. Next, leukopenia and history of thrombocytopenia, likely due to Felty syndrome associated with rheumatoid arthritis. Recommendation number one, I explained to the patient that we need to continue to hold anti-rheumatic medication due to recent serious infections, period. Patient agree, period. Next. After 30 milligram per day, pregnenolone dose is overcome, she will go back to 20 milligram per day, period. Next, she wants to try taking vitamin D and vitamin C to see if she can help with her health while she's not able to take the anti-rheumatic medication, period. Next, once she feels she has recovered from the respiratory infection, comma, I would ask her to do the blood work to make sure her low white blood cell count, comma, red blood cell counts, and elevated sed rate and C-reactive proteins are improving, period. This is the end of dictation.